And the release is in regards to an investigation on the condition of horses and animals at 2840 Cleveland Street in Ottawa County's Wright Township. The information regarding this release is as follows. On Thursday, April 18 of 2013, the Sheriff's Office had received a complaint from a citizen indicating a concern over horses that were observed standing in water and appeared to be uncared for. In response to this, the Sheriff's Office Animal Control Unit deputy responded to that particular property to check on the horses. Working in conjunction with the owner of these animals, the deputy made arrangements for the horses to be moved to higher ground that was in the immediate vicinity until the standing water could recede. The standing water was in place as a result of severe flooding conditions at the time during torrential rains. In addition, the deputy made other observations about the condition of the horses themselves and how the animals were being cared for. Adequate food and water were ensured for the animals at that time. As a result of the deputy being at the property on April 18, the Sheriff's Office made arrangements for an area veterinarian to check on the animals on the morning of April 19th. The purpose of this visit was to inspect the animals and also to evaluate a deceased horse that had been located on the property. It was determined that there were 18 horses being kept at the property at this time. Now, as a result of the Sheriff's Office investigation and information provided by a local veterinarian with the West Michigan Veterinary Services as to the condition of those horses at the above location, the prosecuting attorney's office in Ottawa County has decided that no criminal charges will be brought forward in this manner. Now, the Sheriff's Office will continue to work with the veterinarian in setting proper care guidelines with the owner of the horses and to assist the owner in dealing with some of the areas of concern that were associated with this investigation. Now, these areas are as follows. Through veterinary services intervention, reduce the number of animals by euthanizing some of the older horses who are found to be underweight due to age and making sure that adequate food and water is available, repairing shelters in each of the paddocks and pastures, and clean up metal hazards and junk items to improve the use and appearance of the property, and lastly, to continue to regularly maintain veterinary checkups and vaccines for the remaining horses. Although the veterinarian could not provide an exact cause of death for the horse that was found deceased on the property earlier in this investigation, he could not rule out a lightning strike, stress from rising floodwaters, or age-related possibilities. The Animal Control Unit of the Sheriff's Office will continue to work with the owner of the horses to ensure that proper care and keeping standards are in effect for the animals that